Once upon a time, 200 years ago, people like Benjamin Franklin could write openly about all of the burning issues of their day. And when they wanted to express themselves pungently because they were discussing an issue that offended their sense of smell, they were not afraid to use strong words, such as fart. Today, freedom of the press is only a nostalgic idea. It is a freedom, of course, that is still guaranteed by the Constitution. But it is a freedom in name only, because the newspapers, magazines, and broadcasting stations of our great nation have lost the courage to use this freedom. They have allowed themselves to be censored, not by the government, but by the horrid specter of social conformity and niceness. It is not nice to say fart in public, let alone actually let one fly. It might offend someone. It is also not nice to write about ideas anymore, if those ideas might possibly offend someone. Whether or not the ideas contain any truth is of no consequence. If some poor downtrodden individual might be offended if an idea were put in print or uttered over the airwaves, then it cannot be written or stated. This past year, the government of Iran issued a death sentence on an author who had the audacity to write a book mildly critical of fundamentalist Islam. We all shuddered and rushed to condemn this obnoxious breach of freedom of the press. And yet the media in this country routinely refuse to let ideas that might offend our own special interest groups and minorities see the light of day. They don't kill anyone, of course. They just fire them or blackball them. The satires and songs included in this small book are not just funny pieces written 200 years ago by someone of historical importance. Each is a direct indictment of our free press. A silent statement that if Franklin had written it today and tried to have it published, it would probably be censored. Not because we dislike satire, but because we dislike controversy. We do not want to offend anyone anymore. We want to be polite. We want to be nice. Hell, we even want safe sex. Benjamin Franklin was a man who loved controversy. If there wasn't any, he would stir it up. During the time he served as colonial agent, he was regarded by many people in England as the most dangerous man in America. But do we honor this side of Franklin? Do we revere Franklin the revolutionary or Franklin the patriarchal hero? This is a question you can answer for yourself. Give 10 of your closest friends this book as a present and ask them to read it. 2 weeks later, it shouldn't take that long, but some people in modern America have forgotten how to read. Ask your 10 best friends if they were exposed to any of these pieces in school. I'll wager you that not one of them was. This is the side of Benjamin Franklin that modern America wants to keep hidden. This book, however, is determined not to let this conspiracy succeed. If we are to preserve freedom in this country, we cannot afford to think of Benjamin Franklin as a kindly grandfather figure who went around saying a penny saved is a penny earned. We must recognize that a very important part of Franklin was his love of controversy and satire. This is what made him so dangerous. Above all, we cannot afford to think of Franklin as an antiseptic, prudish man. He was not. He was bawdy, roguish, and loved to play jokes on his friends. And when England grew oppressive, he was not afraid to rebel. Just so, when nature called, he farted. And he wasn't afraid to advocate that we do the same. He that is conscious of a stink in his breeches is jealous of every wrinkle in another's nose. Benjamin Franklin, Poor Richard's Almanac, 1751. 1. A Letter to a Royal Academy, 1781. Editor's Note. By the time Dr. Franklin wrote this piece, he was already widely regarded as one of the premier scientists of his day, thanks mainly to his remarkable discoveries in the field of electricity. He was also widely read in all of the latest scientific theories and advances, not all of which he treated